This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi arrived Thursday in Kyiv in a show of support to Ukraine amidst its battle to fend off a Russian invasion. The trip comes as the European Commission considers whether to recommend Ukraine to be granted candidate status for EU membership. While in Kyiv, the three leaders are expected to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Meantime, the United States is showing its continued support by sending $1 billion more in military aid to Ukraine, Washington's 12th and biggest part yet of weaponry and equipment intended to confront Russia's slow but relentless advance on Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. A National Security Council spokesman said the United States has provided more than $914 million in humanitarian assistance to Ukraine since the beginning of the invasion on February 24th, including an additional $225 million announced Wednesday by President Biden. The aid announcement came as U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met in Brussels with allied defense ministers from more than 45 countries that have been supplying armaments to Ukraine's forces. Russia is attempting to take full control of eastern Ukraine after failing earlier in the 3.5-month invasion to topple Zelensky's government or capture the capital, Kyiv. Meantime, the panel of lawmakers investigating the January 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol last year is set Thursday to hear testimony about how former President Donald Trump pressured then-Vice President Mike Pence to thwart Congress from certifying that Democrat Joe Biden had won the presidency. For more stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Federal police in Brazil confirmed Wednesday night that a suspect confessed to fatally shooting an indigenous expert and a British journalist in a remote part of the Amazon and took officers to where the bodies were buried. President Jair Bolsonaro, a frequent critic of journalists and indigenous experts like the victims, has been under fire for his government's delay in the response to the case. The efforts to find the two were started by indigenous peoples in the region. Developments began moving Wednesday when federal police officers took a suspect they didn't identify at the time out on the river towards search parties looking for the missing men. On Tuesday, police said they had arrested a second suspect in connection with the disappearance. Authorities began scouring the area and discovered a backpack, laptop, and other personal belongings submerged underwater on Sunday. U.S. President Joe Biden said he's marking this year's Pride Month celebration with more than rainbows and decorations. On Wednesday, he signed an executive order aimed at combating bills opposed by the LGBTQ communities that have been introduced in state legislatures across the country. The administration says the new order takes steps to advance equality and address discrimination, including preventing so-called conversion therapy that seeks to change the sexual or gender identities of youth. June is the month in the United States when these communities celebrate their equality and increased visibility. Rainbows are seen as a symbol of the wide spectrum of human sexuality and gender identity. Devastating floodwaters that wiped out miles of roads and hundreds of bridges in Yellowstone National Park here in the U.S. and swamped scores of homes in surrounding communities moved downstream and threatened to cut off fresh drinking water to residents of Montana's largest city. Park officials say more than 10,000 visitors were ordered out of the nation's oldest national park after unprecedented flooding tore through its northern half, washing out bridges and roads, and sweeping an employee bunkhouse miles downstream. Remarkably, no one was reported injured or killed, Superintendent Cam Shalley said. Tuesday, the only visitors left in the massive park straddling three states were a dozen campers still making their way out of the backcountry. He says the park's northern entrances may be closed all summer. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.